Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
For the third time in the past 4 years, no Canal Fest in the Tonawandas this year. Here with us on the line, North Tonawanda Mayor Austin Tylick with a look at exactly why. Hey, Austin, thanks so much for taking the time to join me this morning. I guess, how far back does this decision go? When were you made aware of it?
So I was called, and good morning to you and everyone. I was called last night evening from the president, Peter Schneer, who informed me that, you know, we're going to postpone this year. They had, it sounded like an emergency meeting to discuss different things that were happening with the Canal Fest. As you can imagine, the cities, both the city of Tonawanda, city of North Tonawanda, we've been trying to help every way we can and make sure that it would be a successful event. So we were sad to hear that it won't be happening this year, but it sounds like we're going to hit the reset button, re-envision what Canal Fest means. And I think it'll come back even bigger and better than it has been.
I think people are surprised because we thought that happened before, right? Because this is going to be three times in 4 years where there is no Canal Fest, you know, something people all across Western New York, not just in the Tonawandas, were used to every single year. We thought that the 2 years during the pandemic were kind of that reset mode, but I guess not. What are some of the struggles that they laid out to you?
Yeah, I mean, as you can imagine, I know we blame the pandemic for so many different things, but there's a lot of residual that came from it. You know, whether it was organizations that kind of dwindled during the pandemic, which means there's less money that we can pull from for the Canal Fest. It's quite an expensive event. I believe even just the insurance alone is upwards of $30,000+ to hold this 8-day event. So it's an immense amount of work on the Canal Fest committee. They have to pull together the numerous events, numerous organizations, work with, you know, the state, work with fire, police, cities. I mean, it's a huge lift. And you got to commend them for the amount of work that they put into it. But, you know, if the dollars aren't there, if they don't add up, then, you know, you got to re-envision what we got to do with it.
How disappointing is that for you? Because this event, it's a big deal for the Tonawandas and this area that's really been Booming. Would you use booming over the last, 5 to 10 years?
I would say so, but you're talking the mayor, so of course I'm going to say it's amazing. But really, it is. And if you know the history of Canal Fest, it wasn't just to bring the Tonawandas together and obviously our region, but it was something for families. It was something to raise money for numerous organizations, and it was also a way to bring people to our downtown areas, right? And now we have relatively thriving downtown areas. So, you know, there's challenges there with that, but we still have been able to make it work. But, you know, the Carnegie Arts Center, they're a big piece of it too. I think they were on the fence on if they wanted to help with the craft show or not. There's a lot of different pieces. The carnival rides as well. The gentleman who has been doing for many, many, many years, you know, he's getting up there in age and he might not want to make the trek all the way from Pennsylvania. But so it's difficult. There's a lot of different challenges.
Is there maybe an idea going around? Because, you know, for businesses, it's a great opportunity to capitalize on big time foot traffic, if not during Canal Fest. But, you know, people take note like, oh, didn't know this was down here. Maybe we'll come back some other time. Is there maybe the idea of something else happening along that area in North Tonawanda or maybe both the Tonawandas in place of Canal Fest?
You know, it's funny that you asked that because, you know, that's been thrown around a bit. We continue to expand our events in North Tonawanda. We utilize our waterfront, our canal front. And last night I was speaking to the owner of Frankie Primo's, Jay Mano, and we were actually having that discussion because I just found out that, you know, we're going to postpone this year. What does it mean for this year then? Can we do a 4-day event where we have fireworks, bring in a craft show, you know, get that foot traffic here just to keep it alive and going? It's, again, a lift, not going to be a lift like Canal Fest, as their committee knows, but we want to get together with business owners in the downtown and see what we can do.
Hey, while we have you here, I want to ask what you think about this. Over in Lancaster in the Village, this weekend starts their open container law.
I heard, yeah.
They're kind of, you know, hailing this as maybe a good idea. It could help businesses. Has anything like that been given thought to? Is it more complicated for, you know, this area of Canal Fest we're talking about? It spans to municipalities, to counties. And then there's also confusion, I think, in the city of Tonawanda. There might already be an open container law or at least no container law at all on or off the books. I'm wondering if you're looking at that.
So I actually looked at it last year when I first became mayor, and I'm into the idea, right? There's concerns for safety, obviously, but you know, I do what our business owners want to see happen, and the business owners in the downtown district feel that it would be a positive, right? They'd be able to sell more drinks. It would bring foot traffic. There's some kind of ease of mind. We do currently have an open container law, and there's a lot of different ways to handle what Lancaster's doing from everything we've researched. You know, you got the state liquor authority. You have different business owners, their permits. We have our own laws on the books. We got to coordinate with the police department. There's, you know, ways where you have like signage and designate areas. So, you know, I don't like to just pull the trigger and do something. I want to make sure that we have all of our ducks in a row. But there are a handful of business owners who are all in on letting people have a couple cocktails and walk around the downtown area. So we're going to be looking at it in the near future.
I feel like it's something you wouldn't call a game changer, but I don't know. What's the step below game changer?
A catalyst? How about that?
Okay. I like that.
It's right.
That's why you're the mayor, not me. Austin, thanks so much. Austin Tylik, mayor of North Tonawanda, joining us, talking about open container laws. And also Canal Fest gone for the third time in the past 4 years.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.